Episode 4 Lyle the Neighbor
それはデートでしょ車で帰宅したエマは家の前で隣人のライルを見かけます
Hi Lyle
Hey Emma, how was your day?
It was crazy. This nice guy jump-started my car at a gas station.
Oh? Was he in shiny armor?
No, but he has this darling border collie called Scout. I told him about Winston and he invited me to meet up at this park where he walks his dog.
Are you going?
Maybe not.
Why not? He fixed your car and then asked you on a date.
You think that's a date?
Well, yeah, in a manner of speaking.
Words and expressions plus.
抜粋してご紹介します。やあ、あら。
Hey!
これは、おいではなく、フラットな間柄での挨拶によく使います。この親切な男性。
This nice guy?
エマの話には、ですが数回登場します。これは、人や物がまるでそこにいたりあったりするかのように表現する会話の方法です。Nice guy、これは、親切なやつ。という意味でもないし、親切な男でもないし、親切な男性、男の人という親しみを感じさせるニュアンスがあります。彼は輝く甲冑を着ていたのですか?
Was he in shining armor?
囚われの身の女性を助け出す中世の騎士をイメージした表現ですが、詳しくは Before We Move On で紹介します。どこどこで落ち合う。
Meet up at どこどこ。
Meet のみですと出会うとか会う、会合する、出迎えるといった意味で使われますが、Meet up。これには一緒に何かをするために会うという意味があります。会う相手を含める場合は Meet up him ではなくて With を加えて次のように言うことができます。
I'm going to meet up with Sam at this park.
このね、公園でね。サムと落ち合うんですよ。そしてここでもまたあたかもそこにあるような this が使われています。誰々をデートに誘う。
Ask 誰々 on a date。
これ go on a date はデートに行く。be on a date はデート中であるということで、ライルの言う he asked you on a date。これはデート中にあなたに質問したということではなく、He asked you to be on a date, to go on a date. こう考えると、腑に落ちるかもしれません。
Question challenge!
Are you ready for the challenges, guys?
Sure.
All we can do is our best.
Okay.
Episode 4の内容を正しく表しているものは、というのが第一問です。Question 1. Choose the statement.That is true about episode 4. Jeff, what's your choice?
All right. A. Emma tells her neighbor Lyle that she is going on a date.
Choice B. Lyle thinks that the man has asked Emma on a date, so to speak.
And C. Emma says her day was crazy, but a man in shining armor.Helped her out. Jeff, what's your take on this choice?
Well, Emma tells her neighbor Lyle that she is going on a date. It's actually just the opposite. Lyle, her neighbor, tells Emma that she's been asked on a date.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, so this is not correct.
That's not correct.
Well, I have B.
Mm-hmm.
Lyle thinks that the man has asked Emma on a date, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true. He did ask, you know, to go on a date
with her. This could be the one.
Mm.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard Ken's answer yet, though.
Well, nope.
I don't think I need to explain anything. But anyway, I will try. C is Emma says her day was crazy. Yeah, that's right.
That's
She says
true.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But a man...Helped her out. Yes, but not a man in shining armor. No. She's not that literary or, you know, dramatic about it.
No.
No.
というわけで、so the answer should be...
B.
All right. かすった方も含めておめでとうございます。
You did well.
Very good. Very,
yeah.
very good.
All right.
Get on to question two. エマがサムと出会ったことでライルは嫉妬している? Is Lyle jealous because Emma met Sam? That's question two. Well, what do you think? Jeff, what's your choice?
Choice A. It's obvious that he is from their conversation.
Well, choice B. He may be, he may not be. It's hard to tell from their conversation.
And C is they are just friendly neighbors. That's all there is to it.
So no jealousy involved
no
at
jealousy.
All.
No jealousy. They're just neighbors.
I see.
Huh.
Well, let's get back to Jeff.
Well, my choice, it's obvious that he is from their conversation, mm-hmm. is not true because it's not obvious.
Obvious enough.
No. There's no sense of jealousy at all that I can tell. So, yeah, this is definitely not right.
Yeah, A is out.
A is out.
Well, and choice B, he may be, he may not be. Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell from their conversation.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think that's true. Yeah, it really is hard to tell.
Very you sensible answer.
Yeah, that right? could be right. Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah.
And my choice, that is C, they are just friendly neighbors. That's all there is to it. Yes, I think this is correct, too.
Mm. Yeah, mm. both of them seem...
They do sound yeah. correct.
So, the answer, or answers, should be...
B and C.
というわけで、2点選んだ方、誠におめでとう。
Fantastic!
Writing. Wonderful, wonderful.
Good job!
Before we move on...
今回は輝く甲冑の男性とは A man in shining armor. Who is he? ということで詳しく語りましょう。次のような点を話題に語ります。輝く甲冑の騎士は Knight in shining armor. Knight なんですね。囚われの姫君。Damsel in distress. DD でいきましょう。中世の伝説 Medieval Legends. Florence, you have something to say to start our conversation?
Right. I think the phrase means a savior, hero, or defender. It's part of medieval legends.
The phrase meaning knight in shining
yes,
armor?
Yes, right. Oh, okay. Right, that phrase.
Okay.
Yeah, so a knight in shining armor is supposed to appear on a horse and rescue a damsel in distress.
Right. So in these episodes, Sam is a knight in shining armor and Emma is a damsel in distress.
That's right. Her car won't start.
Damsel in distress at a gas station.
Yes.
Well, okay, yes.
Okay.
Modern.
And... Great, modern, yeah. Right.
But, sometimes in real life, a damsel in shining armor comes to rescue a knight in distress.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. True, true, yes.
It can be either way.
Yep.
Yeah. Either way.
Either way, that's true.
And in this story, Sam is a knight with shining jumper cables.
Right.
Right. And Emma is a damsel with a dead battery.
Right. And pretty stressed out,
true,
I think.
True, true.
Yeah.
And hey, things happen, you know, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
they,
right.
They do. They do. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. トーヤマ県の今すぐ使える英会話2024年春号は全国の書店、オンライン書店で
絶賛発売中
です。テキストには和訳や回答例、さらに詳しい解説が
載ってます。
Always remember to
keep listening,
keep practicing,
and keep on smiling.
Bye! We love you!